It's crunch day for the British Parliament as members debate the business of Brexit. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Within the next few hours, the UK government will unveil what it says is a comprehensive plan for how Britain will exit the European Union next March. It comes after a tumultuous week for Prime Minister Theresa May, which saw the resignation of two key ministers. But will this Brexit blueprint be enough to turn focus away from the prospect of leadership challenges and back to creating a feasible Brexit strategy? The man who's just stepped into the role of Brexit Secretary this week is Dominic Raab.
We'll have difficult and challenging negotiations, whether it's with India, the US, but the point is we're in a far better position because we're leaving the customs union to grasp the opportunities of free trade, good for export opportunities from Latin America to Asia, also good for cutting the cost of living at home. We've listened to the EU's concerns, we've tried to come up with a bold, innovative and pragmatic approach, and we're approaching this in the spirit of friendship. I will speak to Michel Barnier later today. I plan to go there next week. And of course, at the same time, what we want is the best deal for the UK and our European friends, but we're also stepping up our preparations in case those negotiations don't bear fruit, and in fact the EU don't reciprocate with that spirit of friendship, goodwill and pragmatism that we are showing. Anything's possible, and any responsible government will prepare for all eventualities.
Dominic Raab. Now, it's not just government ministers worried about a lack of clarity so far, but global businesses as well. Some, including Airbus and Jaguar Land Rover, are warning they may have to slim down UK operations unless more details come through on future customs rules. Adam Marshall is the Director General of the British Chambers of Commerce.
Things like who can I hire and how long can they stay in my business? Will I need to register with different tax authorities for cross-border transactions? Will my goods get stopped at borders? There's been plenty of discussion at political level about concepts like single markets and customs unions, which don't actually have that much resonance for everyday businesses.
So how insurmountable are some of these problems? I mean, what can the government do today to really reassure businesses? With this white paper, what are you expecting?
We think it's very important in UK business for the European side in the negotiations to be pragmatic and flexible, just as we believe that the UK side must be pragmatic and flexible. And then we need some pace and momentum in these discussions so that businesses can start to plan with more security and certainty.
A UK government spokesperson has said preparations for a no-deal scenario are being stepped up. Does that add to the increasing worry from businesses?
Actually, I think that will reassure many businesses because, of course, it is important to plan for all eventualities and what they would do in case there were some sort of outcome different to a negotiated settlement. We all listen to the safety demonstration on an airplane, but hope very much we don't need to put it into practice. I think the same principle applies here.
Now, on Tuesday, you met with the new Brexit Secretary, Dominic Raab. Did he seem to be receptive to yours and other business leaders' concerns?
I thought it was extremely positive that the new Brexit Secretary chose to keep a previously scheduled engagement with business leaders, not 24 hours into his new role. The need to get clarity, to get results and to get answers to businesses' questions, I think was very much what he wants to try to do.
Adam Marshall, let's do the numbers. Global markets are rebounding from yesterday's sharp losses sparked by ongoing global trade tensions. Asian benchmarks closed solidly higher, while European markets are trading in the green. Oil prices are also higher after Brent crude saw its biggest drop since 2016. Now, President Trump lands in Britain today amid unprecedented security. After a contentious NATO summit, he'll meet Prime Minister Theresa May, the Queen, and business leaders before heading off to Scotland. The regular host of this show, Anu Anand, looks at the reception President Trump can expect.
I'm in Regent's Park in the heart of London. A so-called carnival of resistance is expected to attract tens of thousands of protesters. They'll be here later, banging pots and pans to communicate their anger over President Trump's trade and human rights record. Now, Prime Minister Theresa May, on the other hand, desperately wants a bilateral American trade deal to cushion the effects of Britain leaving the European Union. But Chatham House geo-economist Marianne Schneider-Petzinger says that's unlikely to work.
If the UK remains aligned with the EU, then it can't really strike a very deep and comprehensive free trade agreement with the US. The United States will want to know what the future UK-EU relationship is before they can agree to any terms of a potential US-UK free trade agreement.
In other words, possibly all hot air when it comes to a trade deal. international journalists got a preview of FLOTUS. No, not Melania, but the baby Trump balloon.
My name is Nona Herkmans. I'm one of the spokespeople for Trump Baby.
What does annoying President Trump achieve?
We want to get the attention of people who support him in the way that they adhere to his intolerant policies, and we want to send a message.
But one group here wants to cash in on the anger. Sophie Livingstone is co-founder of TopTrumpTargets.uk.
Our motto is, don't get mad, get even. The website really is a platform to direct people to organisations like Hope Not Hate, Help Refugees. We're trying to cover most of the issues that he's targeted in a negative way since being elected.
Whatever happens during the visit, one thing is clear. There's unlikely to be a repeat of a notorious 2012 incident when a Scottish environmental campaigner managed to get right behind him and make his hair stand on end by rubbing it with a big yellow balloon. In London, I'm the BBC's Anu Anand for Marketplace.
And finally, we talked yesterday about excitement around the World Cup. What a difference a day makes. Today, there are a lot of disappointed soccer fans here in London after England was knocked out of the competition by Croatia. But there's been a sigh of relief from bookmakers who, according to one estimate, could have stood to lose more than $100 million if England won the competition. You can get our podcast wherever you get yours. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.